This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The city of Detroit has a very new and stark economic reality today. His name is Kevin Orr. Mr. Orr was installed today as Detroit's emergency financial manager by Governor Rick Snyder. It's a move that is not without controversy, but perhaps a little bit of hope as well. Micheline Maynard has covered Detroit for a whole lot of years. She writes now at Forbes.com. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Kai.
So listen, what should we read into the fact that Kevin Orr is a bankruptcy lawyer? I mean, what he does is take people and companies and maybe towns into and out of bankruptcy.
Well, I don't know if he's taken any towns in and out of bankruptcy, but he put it best today. He called this the Olympics of restructuring.
Wow.
You know, Detroit always wanted to get the actual Olympics, and it's getting the Olympics of restructuring. This is going to set new precedent in terms of the way a city is run and the way a city is fixed.
Yeah, is it understating things to say he has broad powers?
Absolutely. So state law, actually the law that created the emergency financial manager was passed in 1990. This gives the financial manager basically the powers of a mayor plus more power. So if he wants to go after labor contracts, he's able to go after labor contracts. Hmm. One thing I think a lot of people hope for is that the city streetlights will go back on because there are big swaths of Detroit that are in the dark, literally.
Wow. Time frame, is anybody talking about that?
He's got 18 months in his initial term. And, you know, the first day, opening day, is always optimistic. But honestly, I think he'll use that full period.
This is your neck of the woods. You've been in and covering Detroit for a long, long time. What's the vibe? How's it feel?
There's two schools of thought. Detroit's got this fledgling little recovery. There's been some new investment in the city. Everybody wants that to take flight. Then there's another side that thinks this is undemocratic, that the people of Detroit don't have a voice in this, and that this goes against the rights of the citizens to decide who's going to run their city and who's going to fix their city. I've covered this sad situation for a long, long time. As somebody who's seen the bankruptcies at the car makers, I think they can fix Detroit, but they have to actually do the work.
Micheline Maynard, she is, as I said, a longtime Detroit journalist. You can read her on Forbes.com. Mickey, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Kai.